Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
A very good morning, everyone. Welcome along. This is Pete Evans. This is Spinning Jazz. It is Sheffield Live. And starting off there from 1965, Keyboard Cocktail is the album. It's British pianist Ralph Dollimore with a swinging rendition of Duke Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light. And he was accompanied by Frank Clark on bass and Kenny Clare at the drums. Next up, we're heading to Scepter Records and an obscure album from the mid-60s by the New York Jazz Sextet. It's called Group Therapy. This is Joy Shout, and the personnel on here is Art Farmer on flugelhorn, James Moody on tenor sax and flute, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Albert Tudy Heath at the drums.
Thank you.
a beautiful rendition of our second Duke Ellington tune of the morning. That is Come Sunday. Originally came out on Nimbus Records, reissued on Harvinder Singh's excellent Outer National Sounds label. Good morning to you, Harv. Hope you're well. And that was the sound of pianist Nate Morgan from his album Retribution Reparation. And it featured on trumpet Danny Cortez, on reeds Jesse Sharps, on bass Joel Ector, on drums Fritz Wise, and on piano Nate Morgan. Recorded, as I say, originally for the Nimbus label. And speaking of Harv, don't forget to check out his programme on Point Blank FM every Tuesday morning between 9 and 11. An eclectic mix of sounds, always worth listening to, and an excellent show, highly recommended. Next up, from a few years prior to that Nimbus recording we've just heard, it's the Xanadu label, and 1978. This is Ronnie Cuba and his album The 11th Day of Aquarius. It was recorded on January the 31st, 1978, and January the 31st, I'm reliably informed, is the 11th day of Aquarius, if you know all that sort of stuff. I don't, but I've read it, so I know where it's the titles come from. Anyway, this is a tune called Sunburst, and it features Cuba on baritone saxophone. Tom Harrell is on trumpet and flugelhorn. Mickey Tucker's on piano. Dennis Irwin's on bass. That's not Roy Keane's mate from Manchester United days. That is bass player Dennis Irwin. And Eddie Gladden playing the drums. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, every Sunday morning between 9 and 11.
Ha ha ha!
From the album Phil Seaman Meets Eddie Gomez on Pantonic Records, originally on Saga from 1968. Some UK trio bass jazz there. Phil Seaman on drums, Eddie Gomez, who was touring with the Bill Evans trio at the time, and went into the studio with the drummer Phil Seaman, also British pianist Tony Lee, and they recorded this album, and that was their version of Jimmy Forrest's Night Train. And on Spinning Jazz this morning, we are staying in 1968.
We'll be right back.
fantastic jazz funk from Austin, Texas. There, recorded in 1975 in August. That's the marvellously titled March of the Goober Woobers, written by Dude Scales. And it's from the album Cumulus Nimbus, from 47 times its own weight. Originally came out on Fable Records. It was reissued in 2019 by Jazzman as part of their Holy Grail series. And yeah, that featured Paul Ostermeyer on soprano and tenor saxophones and bass clarinet, John Trina on drums and percussion, Dude Scales, electric and acoustic piano, Spencer Starnes on bass and Fender bass, Mel Winters on trumpet and synthesizer, and also Quincy Jarman on the congas. Before that, from 1968 on Atlantic Records, it was Freddie Hubbard from his album High Blues Pressure, and the tune we heard was For BP. And on that particular track, you heard Hubbard's trumpet, accompanied by Benny Maupin on tenor saxophone, James Spaulding on alto sax, Kian Zawadi on trombone and euphonium, Howard Johnson on tuba, Kenny Barron on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Lewis Hayes was playing the drums. We are going to move up to 10 o'clock with something on Blue Note. This is a deep groove mono pressing. It's Horace Parlan and his album Up and Down, featuring Booker Irvin on tenor saxophone, Grant Green guitar, who features very heavily on this tune, which is one of his own compositions, Horace Parlan on piano, George Tucker on bass, and Al Harewood at the drums. This is The Other Part of Town.